What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We're back at it. The Sean Walker Show here. Allen Basketball got two wins to talk about today. But we on the right track here with Allen Basketball. We got my man, my brother, Coach Sean Walker. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Doing well, man. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, man. Enjoying this chilly weather in Boston, man. It's a little cold up here.
I got you. I know that's right. Boston up there is always cold. They're brisk coming off that water.
You got that right. You got that right, man. You know what? I will tell you. I tried some clam chowder. It don't agree with me, brother. I said I got to take my food from down south, man.
Man, that clam chowder, get some clam chowder and lobster and all that up there. So that's good eating, man. That's good eating.
Yeah, man. Well, man, let me tell you, man. You know, you had to play some teams back to back in a real short time, kind of like an NBA schedule would do, man. And with Waters, you know, you had them at home, talked on that game day. You got that, got the team got out to a lead. They made a run, held the lead, you know, beat them by 12 points. So, about that first game of Waters at home, man, and how happy you were with your team, defense especially, on that night.
Yeah, well, we hang our hats on the defensive end in the first half. We really did a good job against Edward Waters, I thought. You know, we stifled them a little bit, played a little zone. they were probably a little surprised that we played as much zone against them as we did. They're extremely talented team, really tough. They come at you 100 miles an hour. And so we did a good job. We did a pretty good job of defending them. We've been caught in a rut of fouling excessively, and we fouled excessively that night as well. But overall, that was a great win. By a very tough team, very well coached team, and you know we've seen to play very well at home.
Yeah, you know what, Sean? I know you look at the numbers. I know 32% overall shooting, but I know you want to be under 40. So 32% overall, which means that zone was making them take jump shots and forcing them in uncomfortable positions to take shots they don't really want to take. So I know that's something that you really was happy about, keeping on that percentage of that game for sure.
Well, the mechanism for us to win, obviously, again, is to defend and defend at a high rate. I've said before, I think you need to be in the top three categories in both aspects of offense and defense to be a championship level team. We're right there in defense. We're a decimal so point away from being the number one defensive team in the league by percentage. So when people shoot under 40% from the field against us, we have an enormous chance to win. That does happen most nights. Of course, against Edward Waters, we were able to complete that task as well.
And McAdoo that game had 16 rebounds. I know rebounding some, you talk about with your team a lot, and he gets 16 of them rebounds that game, 13 points, man. But I know them rebounds really made you happy. You probably could have more, in your opinion.
Tariq is a superstar in his role, all right? We basically need him to make layups and go to the glass. When he's done, he's a really, really smart player. He most of the time, he's in the right place. And so that contributes to him being able to rebound the basketball. He had an enormous game that night with 13 points and 16 rebounds. We talked after the game, players like him are important to winning efforts because they just do their job and do it every possession.
No doubt. And Malik Lacewell hit six threes that game, which I'm shooting that basketball good that night. You know, that made you happy too, him knocking down six threes of his first 20 up to 21 points.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's been sleep on us for a couple of nights prior to that. He made his first couple shots and came to the bench and said, I'm back. So, this is a group. If you take a look at our statistics, our overall stats, we truly play by committee. We don't have a guy averaging 10 points a game. We got one guy averaging 9.3, one guy averaging 9.1, two guys averaging 8. Tariq's averaging 6, another guy averaging 7. And on down from there. That's a guilty pleasure, so to speak. We don't have a superstar, but we have some very, very viable pieces that will, when they band together and connect, are dangerous, could be a dangerous group.
And Sean, you traveled down to Duval County and played them at their place, and I know what you probably as well, is that you forced 24 turnovers on the road, but you had 18 of your own, which let them get the score and stay in the game. When they shot 50% from the field, but they only won by 6 because they had turnovers. But if we cut the turnover down on the Allen side, the game's different.
Well, what we won't see in the stats there as well is we missed probably about 5 or 6 uncontested layups. The turnovers that we made were just awful turnovers. And Edward Waters, they come at you 100 miles an hour. Like, they trapped all over the floor. They put a lot of pressure on us. There are times that we didn't handle that as well. But we didn't stop them. We had a very difficult time defending them. Obviously, they shot 52% from the field. As we just talked about, we're not going to win a game that teams are shooting that to that level of percentage. And, seemingly when we didn't throw it away, we gave them a second chance at the basket. All right. We had a situation where we rebounded the ball, bobbled the ball, saved it inbounds underneath their basket, threw it inbounds directly to them, and they laid it up. All right. So those are mental errors as well as turning the ball over. Now we're turning the ball basketball over, JR, at an alarming rate. Over the last 4 games, we've had 127 turnovers. All right. That's enough for any dead man to turn over in his grave. All right. We've talked about it. I think we threw the ball away against Savannah State the other night close to 27 times. So we have a very difficult time with that. And we do take it away some. But our games are all close because we're grabbing the ball and not shooting it, not having a chance to shoot. Our field goal percentage, we're shooting about 44% from the field, which is not bad. We're holding people under 30, almost 38.7% from the field. That's enormous. But when you turn the ball over 20, 25 times a game, it's hard to win. We're blessed to be able to be in a game when you turn the ball over at that rate.
Yeah, because that's potentially 75 points you give it up on 25 turnovers. Like, no, if you don't turn it, like, the ball is so precious. Like, if you just keep the ball away from them, when they, it's like, I know it sounds, you and I both know it sounds so simplistic, but it's like, come on, we just take care of the ball. We win a lot more games.
Yeah, well, things, you know, defense travels, taking care of the ball, passing the basketball effectively travels, making free throws travel. We're having problems with that at the end of the game some. You know, just decision-making. That'll travel from gym to gym. We still got some improvement to do. We've got, five games left, six games left, whatever it is. And, you know, we're still going into practice every day, practicing fundamental things just like it would be the first week of practice. And so, you know, I'm hoping that we can continue to get better at that aspect. But, you know, we're at the bottom of the league in that ball handling, ball safety category, which we call turnovers. And that's not a good place to be on a night-to-night basis.
And it's been on stage, Sean, like you guys had a 12-4 run, started the second half. You know, they get back up on you, but in the end, you know, you play with some boys to get that last bucket, you know, to get them in overtime there. So talk about the young men handling adversity of being down the road, getting up, coming back, and actually, you know, getting to play with some boys and getting done in overtime down there at Savannah State there.
Yeah, well, let me say first, let's backtrack and talk about having to play Edward Waters back-to-back. Like, we played them on Wednesday, traveled on Friday, played them again on Saturday, lost a six-point game. That's like the NBA. That's like playing the team the same, playing the team back-to-back-to-back. Mm-hmm. I'm not in favor of that. And if you take a look at the scores in this league, our women beat Edward Waters' women at home by about 30 and went to Edward Waters and lost 2 days later by 20. So, well, maybe not been that much, but it was a lopsided game. And all over the league, that's kind of what happened. So we ran into a juggernaut on Saturday and lost. And now we go to Savannah State with a extremely tough opponent. And I'll tell you, Edward Waters and Savannah are probably two of the teams that would give us the most trouble because they come and trap every possession. All right, they trap every possession. So some of those turnovers are also about them running two people at the ball. Savannah's was a tough game. It was a physical game. We threw the ball away 27 times, I believe. I know it was over 25. I think it was 27 times to our calculation. And they
threw the ball away. I got it right to 27.
27 times, and they threw the ball away some as well. They took double the shots that we took, but the shots that we took went in, and they shot a low percentage from the field. And we didn't rebound the ball. So that was a grudge match, and we could have won the game in regulation. We threw the ball away a couple of times, didn't make free throws coming down the stretch. Then we were down with 12 seconds on the clock. Had an opportunity to smallest guy on the floor, rebounded, stuck it back, and then we went into overtime. And we shot 2-for-7 from the free throw line or 3-for-7 from the free throw line in overtime. So we were very blessed to win. You know, that's a tough team. I hope we don't have to see Savannah State again this year. But that's a very, very tough team and a very tough road win. We've only won three times on the road this year. We've only lost once at home. And we know that good teams have to be able to win wherever they play. We have great respect for Savannah State. They were 10-1 just coming off a win versus Benedict, who beat them Wednesday night by 30. They come back and beat Benedict on Saturday, you know, by 10 or so, whatever the case may be. That game where you have to match and go back-to-back is an extremely, extremely tough game in this league.
Especially when they kind of figure out your calls, too, kind of know what's coming. And, like, because I'm pretty sure somebody's on the bench charting whatever you say, what y'all chart. It becomes a war of attrition then, even more.
No question. It's just a tough game, man. I feel like, you know, I don't know. We go to our end of the year meetings. I feel like we need to probably change. I don't know if that mechanism is the right mechanism for college basketball. I'll make the rules as above my pay grade, but that is a very, very, very tough way to play. To finish a game on Wednesday, you're basically going to have a day off on Thursday. travel on Friday, play the same team again on Saturday.
Yeah, that was a rough stretch for all y'all. Like playing Saturday, yeah. Monday, Wednesday, said, man. Y'all not geared for that.
Yeah, and then you know, just the idea of just playing the same team back. Almost everybody in the league on both sides that won on Wednesday lost on Saturday. You know, not everybody did, but almost everybody who won Wednesday lost Saturday. And so that's just a tough game. And I mean, you got to play wherever you go, and the schedule is the schedule, but that's an enormous tough game. And it teaches your kids, you know, focus and poise, but also teaches them the importance of, you know, taking care of business at home, because road games are very, very difficult to win.
No, bro, in the NBA, we call those a schedule loss.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at the schedule, we already know you're going to lose. Like, we got the schedule, we know you're going to lose. Like, example, we play at home in Atlanta and go play at Houston. Right. That's 2.5-hour flight after a game at home.
Right.
You kind of know in your head you're going to lose that game the next night.
It's a tough – I can only imagine what that's like. And I actually use that scenario to our players and say, you guys say you want to play in the league. You want to have a chance to play. It's not about getting paid and not about when people in the stands. It's about all those things that happen after the game's over and before the game and all the responsibilities that you actually have. And, you know, it's not quite that bad. We took the bus to Jacksonville, checked in the hotel and went and practiced and eat in the hotel and all that good stuff. But the game has to be played, and no matter who you're playing, you have to get ready for them. And if you don't get ready, you're not ready for the game, you're not going to win.
Yeah, imagine this one, too. This is going to blow your mind, too, Sean. You don't like this. Dallas Mavericks had to play at Atlanta, right? Next night on back to play in Denver.
Play where?
In Denver.
Oh, in the altitude.
So you leave Atlanta, which is kind of in a empty level, right. You know, normal, on a back to back to be in Denver two time zones away now.
Right.
The NBA changed the rule this year. So you can now travel two time zones on back to back now, not one.
Right.
So they didn't mount time zone. They went from Atlanta to Denver. You can only imagine they got blown out by 30 at Denver on the back to back.
Right. That's tough. But that's what I say, man. You know, you they play 80 plus games. We play 26, 28 games. And those travel is difficult. That's how you know. I always say to my coaching buddies, we always know when we're tired. We always know when our kids are tired because we're tired. All right. When I as the coach get tired, I know what my players feel like. So that's kind of the way it goes.
And you're coming back to Georgia again this weekend. You got Auburn State in Fort Valley. I know you played two tough games with Montez and Coach Gale. I know. You seen those teams on the film, and you just saw them pretty much shoot and fail.
That's
go ahead and go want some revenge. So you, man, it's like they throw them right at you. After we just played again.
Yeah, well, we're coming down the back stretch of the year now. At least we haven't seen them in a couple weeks, but you know, it's gonna be a dog fight going down into Georgia. Obviously, it's my first time going into either one of these places. I played at Fort Valley before some years ago, but. These are two important games. I mean, everybody is trying to tussle and bustle themselves into a position for tournament placement. And so these, you know, we're categorizing these games as games that we have to really, really, really be focused to try to win. It's going to be a tough environment. All of us, Albany, Allen, Fort Valley, we're all trying to, you know, grind it back into the season out. And so I'm not going to say I'm looking forward to going down there, but, you know, it's coming. We're going to travel tomorrow and try to get ready. And so, we're going to try to do the best we can and not turn the ball over so much and try to get a shot at the basket and take care of the ball and try to defend and stay in front of them, which is going to be a very difficult task.
And it's senior day in both places, too. It's senior day at Fort Valley and at Auburn State. So
you didn't have to tell me that, man. You could have left that part out. Could have left that part out. That's like being scheduled for homecoming in football. You know, so every game's hard for us either way. So it really doesn't even matter. We haven't played a game this year that whether we even won big, which we haven't done much, that wasn't a very difficult game to play. So winning a college basketball game, winning one game is hard. And so we just got to go down here and see what we can do.
No doubt. We'll get back at it on Tuesday, man. I know it's a boat trip after leaving Fort Valley. That's about 4 hours for you, you know. But yeah. We'll get back at it on Tuesday, man. Hope we have a good report for it for the people who support Allen. And like I said, congrats on getting his wins, man. You know, when you come in year one, a tough task. You've already got 12 wins, my brother. So you're doing a hell of a job, man. They went winning before you got there like this.
Well, I appreciate it. Our next task is to try to get into teens. So we gotta move from 12 to something teen. And can't get to something teen until we get to 13. So, you know, we work on one game at a time and seeing what we can do to hopefully get Auburn in and Fort Valley.
No doubt, folks. The Sean Walker Show. Catch up with us next week. Covering Allen basketball. We out.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.